I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What are some of the statements that you have issue with Town of Tonawanda and Supervisor Joe Eminger in particular?
Well, there's two parts to this. There's the overall impression that they're trying to portray, and there is the individual statements that were made both at the press conference and in subsequent interviews. And these have to do with excessive response times. There are claims on tape that were involving alleged response times of well over an hour. We did a review of our call responses, and not a single call in the last 12 months exceeded an hour. In fact, I think the longest call that we had was approximately 36 minutes. One thing that the public should know is that all of our calls in the town of Tonawanda, by their request, we respond cold. That's the standard default. Now, they can upgrade us when we call en route. That only happens less than 4% of the time. Normally, we're just traveling cold. That means going with traffic, stopping at red lights, stop signs, traveling with the general public. So that's their protocol. That's what they put in place. And they haven't told us that we need to pick up the pace or to run hot to calls. They have had no complaints regarding response times.
And I know that the town of Tonawanda announced plans to start its own ambulatory service. What concerns do you have about that beginning next year?
Well, one of the things that every town that has done this, particularly in Western New York, has failed to understand is that they need to have more people into the industry, more people trained. And every time an agency does this, they actually draw away EMTs and paramedics from the other agencies in the vicinity. And every time that happens, it makes it less and less efficient. We have more and more problems getting ambulance to the calls. I'm listening here tonight, the city of Lockport. I think they're on their third or fourth mutual aid today as a result of this plan being executed in Niagara County. And now they want to replicate this in parts of Erie County.
And with this cease and desist that you are asking, what are you asking in addition to the stoppage of these statements by the town?
Well, that's our immediate concern. These were so egregious and so false that we want to preserve the reputation of our company, and ultimately we want a retraction and a public statement acknowledging that, you know, those statements were not true.
How likely do you think you'll get that?
Hard to say. You know, I'm sure they're consulting with their attorneys and looking into it. We do have information requests in there, basically asking them to put up or shut up, so to speak, to actually go and prove these false claims, which I know they cannot do. And we'll see. So even if they don't make a retraction, we will have the documentation from them that they don't have any documentation whatsoever showing that these excessive times exist.
Do you anticipate seeking legal action if this doesn't stop?
That's up in the air. I mean, we have consulted with attorneys on this matter, but we're pretty early in this stage, so we're going to keep our options open.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.